The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm your host, Jack Munson, your social media consigliere, joined today by Leanne Caruso for episode 2 of season 10. Hey, Leanne, what's going on?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And I should mention that this episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Location 3. A quick note before we dive in. If you like what we're doing here, please, please head over to the iTunes store, leave us a review, and be sure to tell a friend about us. We definitely appreciate you. Okay, Leanne, we've been working on a lot of brands over the past few years in the franchise space, setting up social media strategies and running into a lot of challenges when it comes down to the local franchisees. Where do you see the biggest challenges with franchisees and getting the marketing out there?
When we talk on this show, we often talk to franchisors and other suppliers, and then, you know, we rarely ever get the chance to talk to the franchisee. But in the years that I've been working with other franchise brands and helping them create social media strategies from a franchisor perspective, there's all good intentions, but the problem becomes in the execution. So then the franchisee gets the plan to implement, and then that becomes a big challenge because either the franchisee is semi-absentee or absentee, and then they have to rely on a manager or a, you know, head coach in today's instance, but then they have to rely on other people to be able to be a social media person. And that's not always the case. And then that's why jobs like yours and I exist, and we have all the clients that we do, because we're able to create social media strategies and plans and be able to promote local social media services in order to, you know, drive traffic to brick and mortar or other brands. But the biggest challenge that we find is finding that franchisee who has the right employees to be able to execute a strong strategic plan. And I started drinking the Orange Theory Kool-Aid back in August. And one of the things that I have been fascinated by is the social media efforts, not only from the brand and the franchisor perspective, but all of the different studios and locations that are really doing a fantastic job of social media for each individual location. I mean, they really, truly create raving fans. And so I think for this episode, I had asked our head coach at the Orange Theory that I happen to work out in Wesley Chapel, Orange Theory Fitness in Wesley Chapel at the Wiregrass Mall, because I think they do just such a fantastic job on the social media. And I'm really fascinated and interested to learn how they do it and how a store manager or a head coach is able to execute a social media plan and really, like I said, create those raving fans, create that engagement that you just want every brand that you work with to be able to do on a local level. I think every franchisor desires that, and franchisees as business owners desire that. So I'm really excited to talk to today's guest. So with that, I will introduce head coach Stephen Marcott. Hopefully I pronounced that right. He is at the Orange Theory Wiregrass location, but he has other roles. So Stephen, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, and what your role is, and we'll kind of dive into all of the things that I just said.
All right. Thanks for having me. Y'all, I appreciate it. I'm happy to talk with you today, and you did pronounce it right, Leanne, so thank you for that. So I am, like Leanne said, the head trainer here at Orange Theory Fitness and Wiregrass. I've been with the company now for about 4 years since I moved to Florida. I started off as a sales associate. We have a whole pre-sale process before we open a studio. So did that whole process here at Wiregrass, been here since day one, and then became the head trainer whenever we opened up. So since then, I've been the head trainer here. Recently, I took on a regional role. We have 5 studios here in the Tampa area. And basically, the role is a regional social media director, essentially, is what it is. So basically, just trying to you know, solve those issues that you had talked about you know, we get some assistance from Orange here, from our franchisor, from Orange Theory Fitness Corporate, but ultimately it's up to us at the end of the day to really make the pages our own and implement any plans that we have amongst our own studios. So that's basically my role as far as the social media goes in the region, is just try to, you know, come up with campaigns for us and just do the best that we can building our brand and our image and our engagement with our members.
tell us a little bit more about that. How do you create these stark raving fans for your studio? Because these are people who are coming in and you do bad things to them, right? You make them hurt. This is not, this is not ice cream and you know, scotch and all the fun things that people want to go do, but they love you and they keep coming back. Why?
Honestly, it's one of those love hate things. I think I get a lot of mean looks, a lot of angry people at me during class, but then as soon as it's over, you know, everybody's happy. But, you know, we put a huge focus on relationship building and taking a genuine interest in our members and our customers and really trying to, you know, see what your goals are and do whatever we can to help you achieve those goals. And that's something that we focus on with our staffs at every one of our locations is relationship building. We focus on that. And then we try to put that into our social media. We try to highlight when people set new personal records, when somebody's seen a big transformation. We try to highlight how we have fun at the studio with each other. And that's pretty much it. You know, what I have to keep going back to is relationship building. We take a genuine interest in the people that we have here at the studio. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart.
So instead of what we see a lot of in social media, where brands and locations are just telling the story over and over about how cool they are and how great they are and how wonderful our story is, you're actually telling the story of your customers and your fans.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, each individual studio, like Leanne had noted earlier, for a lot of franchisees, the burden gets put, not the burden, but the responsibility gets put on maybe a store manager, or in this instance, for our studios, we have what we call a social media captain at each studio. So that's how we first wanted to kind of solve the problem. We said, okay, here's the problem. We don't have anybody that's running the social media at each of our studios. So then we designated a social media captain for each studio. And it worked well for a while. And then we started seeing that it was very spotty. There was no real organization with it. And so from there, I saw an opportunity and I went to our owner, our franchise owner, and said, hey, you know, I think that we have an opportunity here with the social media amongst our studios. I'd like to kind of tackle this challenge and see if we can't get a more organized approach going. And that's what I've tried to do. You know, I had no background in social media outside of my own social media pages. And I've spent a lot of time learning on Google and YouTube, honestly, is what it's been, to try to kind of come up with game plans for us to roll out to our studios.
That's great. So, you guys do a fantastic job. So, I've got tons of questions, but I know, just from my personal experience of being one of your quote unquote raving fans is that I know you do Instagram stories, Facebook stories and Facebook groups. What would you say is your most engaging platform or the platform that you find the most success with and why?
I would say that it varies from studio to studio. And the reason why is each one of our studios has different demographics. For example, here in Wesley Chapel,
okay,
I'd say our main demographic is probably 30 to 45. And more of like a family, you know, Wesley Chapel kind of suburban demographic. Whereas our Channelside studio is a lot of business class people who go in there, get in, get out, and then get on with their day, maybe a younger crowd. And so for that studio in particular, our Instagram platform is a lot more successful. Whereas here at Wiregrass, we're kind of mixed up. We're pretty successful on Instagram and Facebook. We have a studio in Carrollwood that's kind of like Wiregrass, maybe a little bit older. And for that studio in particular, our Facebook page is a lot more popular than our Instagram page. So it varies based on studio to studio.
I love that you know your audience for each individual studio. You know mm-hmm. how many brands out there are trying to do the same thing for, you know, like 300 locations and not even thinking about that local audience. So, so kudos there. Stephen, you mentioned earlier about some support from the franchisor. Tell us what kind of guidance or information you're receiving from the brand. Do they put parameters in place on what you should be doing? Do they give advice? Are they limiting you in any way? What does that look like?
So are you talking in regards to our social media?
Absolutely. For the any digital marketing, social media stuff, absolutely.
Okay, so part of our franchise fees do go to marketing from corporate. And so they'll do a lot of marketing on social media. They'll do a lot of email marketing for us. We recently got into commercials, which has been pretty successful for us as of late. We do have a lot of not limitations, but parameters that they put on us, just because we're growing so quickly as a brand, Orange Theory Fitness, that we want to do is make it where you're going to get the same experience, whether you go to our studio in Wesley Chapel, as you will get if you go to our studio in Australia. We want it to be a great experience, the same experience, no matter where you're at in the world. That way, you know, we can have somebody from Wesley Chapel and they can go to New York City and they can know that they're going to get the exact same workout, the exact same experience that they get at their home studio. So they do put parameters on us, but understandably so, because, you know, we're growing so fast. We opened up our 1,000th location last year. So it definitely helps the brand be a little more streamlined.
Wow. And to streamline that, does the brand or the franchisor, are they providing a set of tools or anything like that when it comes to digital marketing and social media?
So they do. We have multiple webinars, international webinars every month. We have at least 2 webinars a month with a ton of great information on them. They send us emails with a ton of information. We have actually a whole learning platform called Orange University that opened up beginning of last year, and that has a ton of useful information that we can access at any point. So they definitely do a great job, Orange Theory Fitness, from a corporate level, by giving us a lot of tools. And then, you know, it's just up to us to utilize them and then get creative with it on our own as well.
And who's using the tools on the local level? Or I guess in your case, you've got 5 different studios. How are you and the other coaches or other staff or anybody else involved with those locations, how are they using those tools, and who actually is doing the social media engagement?
So we basically all be in on the webinars, and the leadership from all of our studios will be on our monthly webinars as well. And we'll just take that information, take notes on it, and then basically we'll roll it out to our staffs at the studios. Like I said earlier, each one of our studios has a social media captain is what we call it. So basically they're in charge of running the pages for their individual studio. And then basically I'll put together at the beginning of the month a plan for what we're going to do that month and then roll it out to them. And then I just kind of, you know, stay engaged with them, ask them what they need from me. And they do a really good job of just rolling it out from there.
So one of the things that I noticed, Stephen, is that the other coaches and the other staff are super engaged on a personal level as well. Is that a requirement of being a coach? And I know that they probably can't require it, but when you're in the hiring process, are you looking for people who are excited to maintain engagement on a personal level? Because I think that is part of the secret sauce that you guys have, that everybody is so engaged in the whole studio. I know you have captains and things like that, but on a personal level, you know, these other coaches are posting on their Instagram stories and resharing and reposting and engaging in the group on a personal level. And, you know, in the studio, there's all of their personal accounts. So how does that work specifically? Because I know I've worked with other brands or other local businesses where, you know, the employees might not want that personal, you know, out there on their social pages.
So it's not a requirement. To answer your question, no, not a requirement. I will say, though, that we always look for people who really buy into the brand and have the same vision that we do as leadership at the studios and as Orange Theory as a whole. And I can tell you from a personal standpoint, it's something that I 100% believe in. I believe in the brand. I believe in the product. I believe in the workouts. And I've seen for the last 4 years firsthand how many, it sounds cliche, but how many lives have been impacted here at the studio because of what we're able to do here. And it's not from just us, it's not just from us as coaches, but, you know, members come in and day out and put in the work, and it's awesome to see, you know, the change that happens, not only physically and aesthetically, but emotionally and mentally as well, you know? And I think when you have people that truly believe in that and believe in what we do, it kind of comes naturally to be bought into the product and be bought into the program and want to be engaged in the social media.
It's really impressive. Because I think that's where where there's these constant hiccups from a franchisor perspective, that they come up with this great social media plan and strategy, and they put out all of these webinars, and they give all these tools, or they give these other services for the franchisee, or the, you know, which then filters down to the store manager or whoever is executing the social media. But the problem becomes, you know, the franchisor is fully invested in the brand, but employee X might not totally be invested in the brand. And so I think that is so important, and something that you guys have really been able to capture, at least from what I've seen, is that your fellow colleagues and your employees and your other coaches and your staff, you know, I mean, everybody who works there is just as invested in this brand as the franchisor might be. And so I think that's a really important piece to all of this. So we just have one more question for you, Stephen. You know, what are some of your best practices that you would recommend to another local store owner? I know gyms and health and wellness, and especially in the beginning of the year, is, you know, is really hot on social. But just from your perspective of what you've learned over the last 4 years and managing these, you know, multiple locations, what kind of tip would you throw out to a local business of, you know, what to do to be successful?
Well, I would say the number one thing that helps us is consistency. So when we're not showing up consistently, consistently posting, consistently engaging with people who are commenting on our posts, we see that everything kind of slows down for us, right? But if we're consistently posting, if we're consistently engaging with our audience, we have a lot of success with that. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, social media is great in that aspect, because you have the opportunity to spread a positive message and engage with people even when you're not around each other, right? So that's huge, is just showing up. And then I think the biggest thing for us, and this is all new for us too, like I said, I don't have a degree in social media. I've kind of been self-taught, and I'm still learning as we go. But another thing is, you know, just having a plan. If it seems like, you know, whenever we've tried to kind of roll stuff out but not really roll it out, whenever we've tried to go into the month without a plan, things have been okay, but we don't have a plan, so we're not going to be as consistent. Whenever we have a solid plan going into the month of exactly what we want to do, then it makes it easier to consistently show up. It makes it easier to engage with our customers, and I think those two things are probably the biggest thing. And then the last thing is, you know, in our industry, and in particular the fitness industry, it's such a relationship-based industry that you have to engage with your customers, and you have to highlight when people are making big changes. You know, everybody loves to see themselves highlighted on their gym's social media page, you know? So I think those three things, just showing up consistently, having a solid game plan going into the week or going into the month, however you want to break it down. And then just highlight your members.
Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Stephen, you mentioned before we got on the air today, something about the 8-week transformation challenge. What is that? And how are you engaging people in the community with that challenge?
Oh, yeah. So it's we do a couple of two transformation challenges every year. Before they were... The winners were chosen by the amount of weight that you lose, which I've never been a huge fan of, just because the scale can be misleading. Mm-hmm. So this year in particular, we're doing an 8-week challenge where we're using an InBody body composition testing machine. So the winners on this one will actually be determined by the amount of body fat that you lose and the amount of muscle mass that you gain. So it's going to be a little bit more accurate depiction of what's actually happening. So that's going to be the first part of the challenge. Basically what will happen, you'll get put on a team of coaches, or you'll choose which team of coaches you'd like to be on. We have private Facebook groups for those participants in the challenges, where we put a ton of educational material, motivational material. We stay engaged in those private groups throughout the duration of the challenge. And it's really a good time. We have top male, top female win $500 a piece. We have prizes for second and third places. This year, for the first time, we're going to have an overall transformation challenge winner amongst all five of our studios. And that winner is going to get a 6-month free membership on us and get their name engraved on our trophy. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're all very excited for it and definitely looking forward to it.
You had me at $500. I'll join. We're going to come back with a couple of final questions, but real quick, I wanted to mention that today's episode is brought to you by Location 3. Location 3 understands that no two business locations are alike, even when they are a part of the same brand. You need a strategic approach to franchise digital marketing, and Location 3's in-house digital marketing experts and best-in-class technology combine to increase your company's brand awareness and drive customers into your stores. So whether it's business listings management, franchise paid media, SEO, or franchise development, Location 3's services and skills are exclusively tailored to the franchise experience for both the brand and franchisees. Learn more today at Location3.com. That's Location3.com. And finally, Stephen Marcotte of Orange Theory Fitness. Where can we find more about you online and connect with you and your studios in case our listeners have more questions?
So if you go to orangetheoryfitness.com, you can find any Orange Theory Fitness studio in your location. Ours in particular, if you're looking for Wesley Chapel, you can go to Instagram, OTF_Wiregrass. You can find our page there. And then Orange Theory Fitness Wiregrass on Facebook as well. And we do have four other locations, and I'd be happy to list those off for you, but I don't want to bore everybody with a list of five different locations. But the easiest way would be orangetheoryfitness.com, and then just based on your location, you can type in your zip code, and one will pop up right by you.
And you know what? We'll put links to all of those locations and the pages on the Social Geek Radio website and our Facebook page as well, so people can click right through from there. Stephen, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. It was a real pleasure to hear about your experience on the ground level with such a great brand.
Jack, I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Leanne. Thanks for joining. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And good night.
Happy New Year.